Let's talk to Bruce Williamson from Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Cav.
How are you feeling about this U-turn?
Well, as you might imagine, we're very pleased about this. Got to say, we were taken by surprise by this. I was wondering whether there might be a sort of partial climb down, you know, with some of the bigger stations keeping ticket offices. But, no, the complete U-turn is great news for passengers.
What were your main concerns there, Bruce?
Well, it's this minority of passengers. It's all very well saying, well, you know, most people use ticket machines or smartphones or apps or whatever. But if you are part of the minority, you know, maybe you've got a visual impairment or whatever other reason you find it difficult, you don't have a smartphone. And that 12%, if you multiply up across the number of people who used railways, it's a massive number of people who would be disadvantaged by this. So, yeah, it's good news.
Yeah, absolutely. Are ticket offices used regularly enough to make it worthwhile, or is there an argument to be made for at least scaling back a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we recognise that, you know, times have changed and the railways should be moving with the times. But closing ticket offices across the board is a drastic and kind of sledgehammer kind of approach. There is a case perhaps for taking the ticket office staff and moving them from behind the glass out onto the concourse to meet passengers and interact with them face to face and change their job roles slightly to adapt to the 21st century. But, you know, that would be better than closing the ticket offices altogether.
Yeah, of course. I mean, do you think that's the end of it now, Bruce, or do you expect another attempt to close ticket offices further down the line?
Well, I'm sure it will crop up again down the line. I mean, I do share the concerns that Cav mentioned that, you know, okay, if they're not going to close the ticket offices, if they're not going to save money there, where else are they going to save money? So, yeah, we're wary that, you know, it might be bad news in a different area, maybe reduce services or I don't know, close stations. I hope not, but anything's possible, I suppose.
That was Bruce Williamson there from the campaign group Rail Future on the decision to scrap plans to close hundreds of rail ticket offices across the country.
At 10, with the BBC News for Bristol, I'm Claire Kavanagh. Rail campaigners are celebrating a U-turn by the government on the decision by rail companies to shut station ticket offices. The offices in places like Yate, Bath and Weston-super-Mare were due to close, but that led to a huge outcry from disability campaigners. The Transport Secretary, Mark Harper, announced yesterday the decision was being reversed. Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future in Bristol.
We recognise that, you know, times have changed, and the railways should be moving with the times. But closing ticket offices across the board is a drastic and kind of sledgehammer kind of approach. There is a case, perhaps, for taking the ticket office staff and moving them from behind the glass out onto the concourse to meet passengers and interact with them face to face.
Police are still searching for a man they want to speak to after...